This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The return journey of the Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said, the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a seven-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted seven India-specific experiments. Talking to media in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's father, Shambhudayal, said they are praying to God that he comes back safely.
जिसके लिए हम लोग इतने दिन से इंतजार कर रहे थे, अब वो जो है वापसी हो रही है. हम लोगों को बहुत ही खुशी है और बहुत प्रसन्न है कि जल्दी से जल्दी वो वापस आ गए. ये हम ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करते हैं को सक्सल जो है पृथ्वी पर आसानी से उनका वापस हो और ये हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी का दिन हो.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to China beginning today. He will attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. The foreign ministers will exchange views on SCO cooperation in various fields and major international and regional issues. The SCO grouping comprises 10 member states: India, China, Russia, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Belarus. China is the current chair of the SCO and is hosting the meetings of the grouping in that capacity. Dr. Jaishankar will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the SCO foreign ministers meeting. Dr. Jaishankar is expected to meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi during his visit to China. The two leaders are expected to take forward discussions to normalize bilateral relations and address the long-standing border dispute between India and China. The two countries are currently engaged in delicate task of normalizing their ties after agreeing in October last year to end the face-off in Ladakh. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will arrive at Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar in the evening, from where she will go to All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Bhubaneswar, to grace its fifth convocation ceremony. Tomorrow, President Murmu will attend the 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of the three buildings of Ravenshaw Girls High School at Cuttack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. After Operation Sindoor, the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. He unveiled the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College on the second day of his two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency in Lucknow yesterday.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ, उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है. ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी. यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा. और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो.
In tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon 2025 title at the All England Club in London last night. He defeated defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 in a high-octane final to become the first Indian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. Just 5 weeks after suffering a heartbreaking loss to Alcaraz in the Roland Garros final, Sinner responded with a clinical composure on centre court. In cricket, chasing a target of 133 runs, India were 58 for 4 in their second innings against England at Stumps on day 4 of third Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Test in London. KL Rahul is currently standing at the crease with 33 runs and he will resume Indian innings on the final day today with a new batter. India currently needs 135 runs to win the Lord's Test, and that is the end of this news bulletin.